Hi dear guys, today I wanna tell a first part of Pirates of Caribbean, section 1, Curse of the Black Pearl. So let's go. Chapter 1, sailors tell a story about a big black pirate ship. They see it sometimes when the fog is thick. The ghostly pirates on the black ship can never leave it because the ship carries a curse. 12 years old Elizabeth Swan stood at the front of the Dauntless. Dauntless was a big ship. Her father was the new governor of the Port Royal. She looked down at the dark water. There was something. Captain Norrington said, "It's a man. Get him out." The man pulled the boy onto the Dauntless. Elizabeth sat down next to the boy. He was about 12 years old. He slowly opened his eyes. She said, "I'm Elizabeth Swan." And the boy said, "I'm Will Turner." And then he was asleep again. Elizabeth looked at him and suddenly she saw a medallion that on the front of it was a skull and crossbones. So she took it. Chapter 2. 8 years later, in Governor's house, Elizabeth wore a beautiful dress for Commodore Norrington's party. Will Turner was at Governor's office and gave him a nice sword. At this time, Elizabeth went to the office and said to Will, "Hello, do you remember that first day on the ship?" "I can never forget that day," said Will and smiled. The governor wasn't happy and said, "It's time to go. Goodbye, Mr. Turner." Chapter 3. Jack Sparrow looked at the ships in Port Royal. He had no money, but that wasn't a problem. Jack was a pirate and he had a plan. Jack went to the harbor. There were two sailors in front of Interceptor. Interceptor was the fastest ship there. One of the men said, "You can't come here." Jack said, "I like your ship." "Yes, it's the fastest ship in the Caribbean," said the sailor. "Isn't the Black Pearl the fastest ship?" said Jack. The sailor laughed and said, "Ghost stories are for children." High above the harbor, Elizabeth stood with Commodore. Commodore said, "You are a fine woman. I hope that one day you will marry me." "Marry you?" Elizabeth said, surprisingly, and moved back. Suddenly, she fell down into the harbor. Jack saw everything and jumped into the water and put the young woman out. Commodore and Governor ran down to the harbor. Commodore said, "Thank you, faring man, and give me your hand." Suddenly, he saw a white pea on Jack's arm and said, "You are a pirate. Put him in chains now." Elizabeth said, "You can't do that. Maybe he's a pirate, but he helped me." Suddenly, Jack jumped down and put his chains around her and said, I helped you and now you're helping me. And ran. Get him! Get him! Shouted Commodore. Chapter 4. Jack ran and ran. Then he saw a store and went to it. He took a knife and started to cut the chains. After a minute, he was free. Suddenly, Will came to the store and looked at Jack and said, What are you doing here? Oh, you're the pirate! And he took a sword and attacked him. Jack was quick, but Will was quick too. Jack asked, Do you make these swords? And Will answered, Yes, and I use them for 3 hours a day after work too. Why don't you find a girl? It's more exciting, Jack said, and took out a gun. Suddenly, Mr. Brown, the boss of Will, came and hit Jack with a bottle of wine. Jack fell on the ground. Sailors arrived and arrested Jack. Chapter 5. It was night and there was a thick fog in Port Royal. In her bed in Governor House, Elizabeth couldn't sleep. She saw the fog and she thought about pirates. Down into the town, Will left the store. In the cell, Jack sat and thought about how could he get out of this place. Suddenly, there was a loud noise from guns. Town was on fire, and out of the fire, the pirates came. Will thought, I have to help Elizabeth, and ran to the governor's house. But a pirate who was behind him hit him, so he fell to the ground. In front of Governor House, there were two pirates. Raggedy was a very dirty pirate with only an eye. He saw Elizabeth and said, Hey, Pintle, up there. The pirates ran upstairs and broke the door and went into the room. But they couldn't see Elizabeth. Suddenly, Elizabeth ran past them to the downstairs. And she went into a small closet on into the downstairs. And then the pirates came to the downstairs. Elizabeth didn't move. She had the gold medallion in her hand. And then the door of the closet opened. And the raggedy said, Hello, little girl. The end. It was the first part of Pirates of the Caribbean story. I try to record other one soon, and I hope you enjoy it. Goodbye.